Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Lonely nights that come, memories that flow, bringing you back again. So friends, how are you feeling this awesome Wednesday? You feeling good? I hope so. Well, I got a great show lined up for you today with some interesting information. For instance, did you know a person can become totally intoxicated or drunk without ingesting a drop of alcohol? Curious? I bet you are. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You'll be seeing Not Your Child at some of your favorite events, keeping the fun going and with some awesome prizes while keeping our community safe with our devices and free breath tests. So if you have any questions about alcohol consumption or other alcohol-related questions, come by our booth, pick up some breathalyzers, or get a free breath test. All our techs are knowledgeable, friendly, and love to answer all your BRAC questions. Come over and say hi. See you soon.
And here is another oldie but goodie. It's really a kind of a sweet song. Everybody's Talking by Mr. Harry Nilsson. But first, did you know Harry Nilsson was a tenor with a 3.5 octave range? And he was a former computer programmer. With a 3.5 octave range. You know, friends, that's why I like to talk with folks. Because we humans, we're so multifaceted. We were never just one thing. You never know what you're truly going to get until you start talking. So, without further ado, here is Everybody's Talking by Harry Nilsson, the former computer programmer.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave my love behind.
So, remember when I was telling you about the phenomenon of someone becoming totally drunk or intoxicated without ingesting a drop of alcohol? Well, Julia, breathalyzer girl, that can't be right. That can't be true. How can it be? Right? Yes, it is true. No word of a lie here, ever. The phenomenon or the disease is called ABS, auto brewery syndrome. Now, with these folk, any starch that they ingest is turned into alcohol in the body. Yes, I'm telling you, it's true. It's a very, very dangerous disease to have. These poor, poor folk, can you imagine? They eat a piece of bread or crackers, anything starchy. And you know, starch is in everything now. And their body turns that starch into alcohol. Yeah, very true and not fun to have. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You never love you.
So friends, we get this question often about muscles, fat, and weight. So I'm going to address it today. So tell me, what do you think? Someone who has more fat and less muscles, say all else remains equal, okay? They're same sex, same height, weight, race, etc. How much they drank, same time, same amount, same food intake, all equal, okay? So which one do you think will get intoxicated faster? The one that's body's composition is more fat or the one with more muscle? Well, the person with more muscle and less fat will automatically have a higher alcohol tolerance. Yeah. So they'll get drunk slower or get intoxicated much slower. Now, the reason for this, and this is just for you to remember, the reason for this is muscle. Remember this principle. Muscles absorb the alcohol faster than fat. Yes, your muscles do absorb alcohol. Okay? And since the muscles that absorb the alcohol faster and more than fat, as a result, there's less alcohol in the bloodstream of the person with more muscles. Right? Right. Or as my friends say, capiche? Yes. And so the person with more muscles than fat will have a higher alcohol tolerance. Right? Now, another question we get for some reason, people think because they want to pee after they drink a lot, that alcohol is really processed in the kidneys. No, it's not. It's actually processed in your liver. Okay, now there are enzymes in your liver that needs to break the alcohol down. So it breaks down the ethanol, and ethanol is the alcohol that we ingest. So it breaks down the alcohol and the ethanol into acetate and acetaldehyde. That is what alcohol is broken down into by the liver, not the kidneys. So the more you know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing. And what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
And yes, I am in a mood today, feeling pretty sweet. I'm feeling free. I'm feeling relaxed. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good and I'm happy to be here with you. So tell me if you remember this easy listening one, Lay Lady Lay. Yeah. By none other than the legend himself, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you. And you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day. Let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I don't believe in anything, and I want.
time for our new segment, So What Are We Drinking? As we deep dive into what to try from the brew world with our friend, brew critic, writer, and brew judge, Robin LeBlanc. Robin, good evening. What are we drinking?
Good evening. How's it going, Julia? Oh, well. So now we are true and well in the the cold winter months.
Yes, ma'am.
So I tend to go for the dark dark warming beers for myself. That's what it is all about. Mm-hmm. So the first one that I got to recommend is something that is available at LCPO. Mm-hmm. I will say it's not technically craft. It's just a beer that is near and dear to my heart. It is the mm-hmm. beer that got me into beer. Mm-hmm. So I really love it, and that is Chimay Premier.
Huh.
So it is a it's just a lovely Belgian ale, very strong at around 7%. But you know what? It comes in a beautiful 750-liter bottle with a cork on it, and it's just
There's a story there, Robin, because if this got you into beer. I mean,
yes, so essentially way before, I think this must have been, I'm dating myself here, but around 2009 or so, but I wasn't really into beer at the time.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the odd wine and maybe occasional pint of like Heineken. I don't know. But, I was at a friend's house, and their roommate, that they just came back from Quebec and just said, you need to try this beer. It's Belgian. It's made by Trappist monks in Belgium. Yes. And sort of there's a bit of a social code there as well, where the rule of their order, too, is that any income they make, they go to restoring the abbey, maintaining everything, and the rest they give to charity. Huh. And I really liked that. But I mean, but I thought, screw it. Hey, I've never had something like this before. I'll give it a try. And it was such an explosion of flavors. Like it's sort of a dark ruby color, but you've got like dried fruits. You've got this nice breadiness to it. You've got this complexity from the Belgian candy sugar, and it's just like this beautiful swirl. And it's just it was unlike anything I had ever had before.
Oh my God, I need to try this now.
Oh, it's really really good. And ever since then, I was hooked. You know. Yes. So for me personally, this was the beer that started it all.
Well, thank you, Chimay. Thank you, Chimay Beer. I don't know who you are, but thank you.
Chimay Premier it's a Trappist monk ale, but I mean it is so worth it. And you get this beautiful large 750-milliliter bottle at the LCBO for about $9.25, I believe.
I'm getting that. I'm getting it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, I get it. It's a lot of fun.
All right, that sounds good.
I know that I said dark beers, I gotta give credit to sometimes like sort of the lighter beers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we all sort of crave them, you know.
Yeah.
And one of those is just one from my friends over here in Toronto at Henderson Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
They made a collect. Well, we've done a couple of beers. In collaboration with the great Canadian band Rush.
Yes.
And their first one, which is just called Rush, it's a Canadian golden ale.
Mm.
And oh, this one is just, it is a delight. It's light. It's, got a bit of a piney citrus hop character to it. Mm. There's sort of nice dryness to it, a bit of a spicy finish. I want to say like something of like, very similar to white rye bread, like not overly so, just refreshing. Like it's not like a light, crisp lager.
Right.
It's a bit more substantial than that with a bit of spice to it. And it's really, really nice.
Fish and chips would go with that? Or what do you think?
I know. You know what? You nailed it right on the head there.
Fish and chips.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that would absolutely, yes, that would be.
I'm learning from you, Robin. Learning from you. Yeah.
That's absolutely perfect. And don't skip on the malt vinegar with that for me too.
So. Yeah, for me too. Me too. For definitely. Huh, that sounds good. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And so There's that, and actually, I should mention as well that if they're still available, the LCBO came out with their holiday collector packs back, you know, when the holidays were coming.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah. So, and if they're still available, I would suggest it. But Henderson made four beers with Rush, and they put them all together in a pack. So if those are available, I would suggest picking those up because that those are just fun beers to have. They're a great conversation piece. Now moving on to Julie, I hope you're not disappointed with me on this one because I'm gonna break away.
Okay, no,
I'm gonna break away from my usual convention here because, look, as you know, I love craft breweries. I love the small breweries. I love supporting small businesses.
Yeah.
At the same time, too, sometimes I just want a mass-produced beer that I can promote.
That's okay. Like, be a rebel. That's why we love you. Be a rebel.
Exactly, but I mean, like, I'm suggesting this mainly because I just sort of like want to underline the point that, like, when you're on this journey of just like better beer and thinking about these flavors, there's no shame whatsoever in going back to the classics that you always loved.
True.
And for me, I always go back to Guinness.
Yay, Guinness!
Just a good old classic Guinness. It's just a nitro stout. Actually, I would say it's more lies on the porter area. It's a bit lighter than that, but I mean, you know, having a nitro infused beer that's so reliable, it comes in creamy, it's nice, it's light, but still has those dark roasty characters to it. It's just a favorite of mine.
It is fantastic.
And yeah, so I mean, like, I know what, that's something that I would suggest to just maybe revisit if you haven't had it in a while, and just remember that, like, look, we talk about craft beer. We talk about all the stuff that's like really, really good and stuff. But we don't have to be that serious about it. And we can still enjoy ourselves, and we don't have to feel any shame with the beers that
exactly.
we enjoyed before we went on this journey. So, I mean, you know, sit back, enjoy it. Yeah.
I love that. Live and let live. You know what I mean? Live and let live. Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Exactly. If you still get enjoyment out of it, drink it. That's my sort of saying.
That's your philosophy. Yeah, I agree. Because you know what? You take your craft seriously. You take your work seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously because life's too hard. Yep, I agree. Have a beer and chill out.
Exactly. Just chill out, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to try that. You said Chimay
Premier. Chimay Premier.
Yeah.
And basically the Rush Canadian Gold Ale from Henderson. Yeah. And of course, our good friend Guinness.
Guinness, of course. And Guinness, you can do other recipes with Guinness as well. You can bake with Guinness, which is fantastic.
Oh, I make stews and chili sometimes. I would probably say I when it comes to stews, I tend to go with Dragon Stout personally. But Guinness is one of my favorites there too.
See, and I will accept that invitation to your home to have that Guinness too, fully and definitely fantastic. Yes, I accept. Thank you very much. Whatever it is, you let me know.
You are welcome anytime.
All right, Robin. Well, thanks for joining us, Robin, and we'll be right back.
Everybody, get up.
Talking about getting blasted, baby, blurred lines.
Child, we carry only the highest quality and most reliable breathalyzers and testers found and sold in Europe and North America. All our devices have the highest certification you can find anywhere. They are also TÜV certified and FDA approved. That's why we say we just don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of company pride. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety. And pick up some life-saving gifts this holiday season. Our single-use breathalyzers make great stocking stuffers. And this holiday season, we ask that you remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Make sure it's a happy holiday for everyone.
From the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fitting in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Birds. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote really resonates with me, so I believe it has a good chance of resonating with you too. And it comes to us by Mr. Marcus Aurelius himself, and he says, "I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance." End quote. Again, "I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance." End quote. Well, you know, friends, they do say the truth hurts. But they also do say that the truth will set you free. And I agree. I always say, you know, just because something hurts you doesn't mean it wasn't good for you. But I think what the code is saying is living in self-deception, ignorance, or ignoring the truth may not hurt you per se, but it will harm you. There's a difference. It will harm you. What did you get from that quote?
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Storm.